Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. I sit here sometimes thinking about who's listening to this, and I'm just so grateful for whoever you are. I know the Lord knows you. He so values you. And I'm just grateful to be a part of sharing the Word of God with you. And so, as always, let's just go to the Lord in prayer. He's the one that's our teacher, and let's ask Him to bless our time of study together. Heavenly Father, you are indeed our teacher. The Holy Spirit was sent to guide us into all truth according to your words, Jesus. And so we ask that you'd lead us to the truth today, that you'd open our hearts and minds, our eyes and our ears to receive from you, and then empower us to live according to that truth so that we'll be pleasing to you. Lord, we bless you. We give you thanks and praise for who you are. We're just so grateful to have you in our lives and grateful for your word. And we pray and ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Always in Prayer with Joy. It's taken from the book of Philippians chapter 1, verse 4. Paul the Apostle began his letter to the church in Philippi with a statement as to who he and Timothy were, servants of Jesus Christ. He then directed his attention toward the saints, bishops, and deacons who were there, and greeted them with two common greetings for that day, grace and peace. He let them know that he prayed for them every time he remembered them. And in chapter 1, in verse 4 of his letter to the Philippians, he told them what his demeanor was when he prayed. He wrote, "Always in every prayer of mine for you all, making request with joy." The verse begins, "Always in every prayer of mine." Let us notice first the word always, which denotes a continuum, a pattern, or a manner of cadence. It wasn't just every now and then or sometimes, but always in every prayer of mine that Paul directed his attention toward them. In other words, Paul continually had the people who were in the church at Philippi in his mind. The verse goes on to say, "For you all making requests with joy." Notice too that his prayer was for you all, or for the people within the church, and no one was excluded. Paul didn't make a preferential prayer for one part of the church and neglect another. No, rather, his prayer was all-inclusive for every person without regard to rank or privilege. Also, Paul shared his attitude in prayer, making request with joy. The idea of joy is gladness or cheer, and it's a theme shared throughout the book of Philippians. And whenever Paul the Apostle made request in prayer on behalf of the church in Philippi, he did so with a joyful heart, a glad mind, and a cheering spirit. When we pray for people we know, do we make requests for them with joy? Are we glad in heart when we think of those for whom we pray? Perhaps as we think about Paul's words to the Philippians, we will be inspired in our prayers for others. It might benefit us to practice this sort of joy when we pray for others we know. And may the Lord help us all to be more joyful as we make our requests for them. Next time we will see why Paul was so joyful for the church of Philippi. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His word in Jesus' name.